Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis, Chapter 6, Mishnah 2 in Masechet Shabbos. Continuing with the theme we've been discussing up until now, for the past two Mishnayos, what a person may and may not go out in the public domain with, for various rabbinic concerns, that a person might come and violate a biblical prohibition on Shabbos, the rabbis therefore said, either a person, a man or woman, an animal should not go out to the public domain in this manner. Lo yetze ha'ish besandal ha'musmar. This Mishnah deals now with what a man should not go out to the public domain with. It begins by telling us that a man should not go out with a sandal ha'musmar, with wooden sandal that is kept together by nails. The Gemara actually explains that the reason for the rabbinic prohibition, this is the Rabbanon, and a person going out to a public domain wearing these types of sandals really has nothing to do with Hilchos Shabbos. Rather has to do with a historical event that took place during the time of anti-Semitism, where a bunch of Jews were gathered in a cave. And in the cave, they heard a noise, and they were worried that the enemy was coming and approaching, and they began pushing, and they began shoving. And because of these sandals which had nails on them, many individuals were in fact killed. And because this event took place on Shabbos, the rabbis forbade people to go out wearing these types of sandals, either on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, not on regular days of the week. So again, this is not a specific carrying issue, but rather relates to a tragic event that took place in Jewish history. Mishnah continues, Lo v'yachid bizman she'en beragla maka. A person is not permitted to go out wearing only one sandal, unless on one of his feet he has a wound, which is obvious to everyone why he is wearing only one sandal. What is the concern? Why is it we are worried that a one-sandaled individual might transgress an Isser? Gemara explains that we are worried that a person might think that in fact he does have a second sandal, rather he's just hiding it underneath his cloak. Others explain that people might make fun of him in jest, and therefore that might lead him to remove his single sandal and carry it in the public domain. But if a person has a wound that is obvious to everyone, everyone will realize that he's only wearing one sandal because his second sandal is injured. It would be very uncomfortable for him to put a sandal over his wound. Another interpretation, based on the Gemara, actually says, no, where is his sandal? His sandal is on the foot that has the wound, perhaps it's placed loosely, and that is the only time where a person may go out in the public domain, when the foot that has the wound on it has a sandal, perhaps for additional support, or perhaps for protection. Also, lo yetze ha'ish, a person cannot go out, lo b'tefillin, not with wearing tefillin, because tefillin are not worn on Shabbos. Even according to the opinion that says that tefillin may be worn on Shabbos, there's still an issur d'rabbanan to wear them on Shabbos. Why? Because perhaps if one were to wear these tefillin on Shabbos in Rishus HaRabbi, in a public domain, a person might come to remove them and carry them for Amos, thereby transgressing the biblical prohibition, the Isser d'Oraisa. Mishnah continues, Lo v'kamia bizman she'eino min ha'mumcha. A person may not go out with an amulet that is not from an expert. Definition of an expert when it comes to amulet writing, or amulet creation, the person has not cured at least three people with an amulet. The reason being, if this amulet was made by someone who's not such an expert, perhaps the person who wears this amulet might not rely on it so much, and therefore might come to remove it and carry it in his hand. However, if it was really created by an expert, we're not worried that a person would take it off and carry it in the Rishus HaRabim, because it's a piece of jewelry, it's considered something which is part of him, and therefore we're not worried that he would come to remove it in the public domain. Also, a person cannot go out with a coat of mail. This coat of mail are these garments that were worn by soldiers in order to protect them, a type of armor of some sort. Velova kasda, velova ma gafim. A person can also go out with a helmet or with leg guards. So leg guards were these high metal boots. And again, all of these items, these three items, are used for military purposes and for combat, only used during the time of war. And Chazal made it asr for a person to go out on Shabbos adorning, even wearing these types of military garb. However, it includes the Mishnah. Im yatza eino chayav chatas. If a person went out with all of these items listed in our Mishnah, he is not obligated to bring a korban chatas, a sin offering, which is what a person does if he transgresses a iser d'oraisa. If a person accidentally transgresses an iser d'oraisa, b'shogeg. Because all of these items, if a person wears them, carries them outside in the public domain, he transgresses only an iser d'rabbanan, a rabbinic prohibition. A korban chatas is only brought when a person transgresses an iser d'oraisa, a biblical prohibition. Perek Vav, chapter 6, Mishnah Gimel, the third Mishnah. Up until now, we've discussed in Issa de Rabbanan, the rabbinic prohibitions about what we avoid having people carry in the public domain for fear of removing them or carrying them, for fear of transgressing eventually in Issa de Raisa. This Mishnah, however, lists items that if a person were to carry them, they're not clothing, they're not jewelry, therefore they're extraneous, and should not be carried on Shabbos. Because carrying these items on Shabbos, a person would transgress a biblical prohibition in Iser d'Oraisa. What is Iser d'Oraisa? This is the d'Oraisa of carrying an item for Amos and Rishus HaRabim. Carrying an item for cubits in a public domain. What are these items? They are as follows. Vosese Isha b'machat ha'nikuva. A woman may not go out with a needle that has an eye, because a needle that has an eye is meant for sewing, is not deemed a piece of jewelry. Lo b'tabas sheyesh aleha chosam, nor with a ring with a seal on it, a seal for letters, because again, this is not considered a piece of jewelry. Lo v'kulyar, nor with a snail-shaped head ring. Nor with a velova koveles, nor with a spice bundle, velovitz lochis shell pile yatom, nor with a perfume flask. What is the problem with these items? This kulyar is usually something which most women do not wear. It's not really considered clothing. This koveles is a small little bag which contains perfume. And nor with a regular perfume flask, which hangs around a woman's neck, which hung around a woman's neck. All of these things are considered to be a load, are considered to be something extraneous. Perhaps they're worn by women who have foul odor, but again, they are not considered, for most people, clothing, nor are they considered jewelry, and therefore forbidden to be worn on Shabbos in the public domain. Because of that, the Mishnah says, in Yatzda, Chayeves Chatas. However, she did go out, she would violate a biblical prohibition, done by, accidentally, she must bring a Korban Chatas, a sin offering for transgressing a biblical prohibition, Iser D'Oraisa. This, of course, is only according to Divrei Rabbi Meir. However, Chachamim, Potrim Vakovelas, Vitzlochis, Shel Payatum. Chachamim, the sages, however, exempt her. If she were to have a spice bundle or perfume flax, according to Chachamim, they are to be treated as pieces of jewelry, and therefore they only violate the Issur Rabbanan because of reasons that we explained earlier in the Perek. She might take them off and show her friends, or she might carry them. And they are only transgressing Issur Rabbanan if she were to carry a spice bundle or a perfume flax, this Kovelas and this Vitzluchis, Shel Payatam. According to Chachamim, they should not be worn. But if they are worn, one would not have to bring a Korban Chatas, unlike Rabbi Meir, who claims these are not considered jewelry, and therefore a person would transgress an Isser Doraisa if worn.